Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
There are a lot of races, politically, I'm talking about, not so much at the state level, although maybe that is an issue in and of itself, but I'm talking about in your own local town, city, your community. There are a lot of positions that go empty or unfilled or certainly unchallenged is something that you see a lot. Why is it that people are not stepping up and serving their community as much as they may have done maybe 20 or 30 years ago? That's not that long ago, but I guess in today's day and age, yesterday is a long time. But if we go back once upon a time, politics in Connecticut were far more rigorous and there was a lot of competition in them. Now, I don't know, not so much. But on the phone with me is former Connecticut Governor Jody Rell's son, Michael Rell. And he wants to communicate his mother's story as a means to inspire people to run for local positions or boards in their own communities, because as we speak, they are caucusing across the state to fill these local positions. And his name is Michael Rell. Michael, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, Morgan. How are you? Glad to be on and looking forward to a robust discussion on, civic engagement. How do we get folks interested in politics, or maybe not even politics, but more the serving of their communities in which they live in, they have their kids go to school in, or they just simply feel that, hey, I'm a taxpayer in my town. I want to make sure that what those folks are spending money on is right, and we're getting the best bang for our tax dollars. So let's be engaged in it.
And this isn't just about your own mother's experience, but yours as well, because you were involved in your own community.
Yes. I moved to Wethersfield a little over 20 some odd years ago. And I knew of the town, but I lived, I worked in Hartford and I lived in West Hartford, but I fell in love with Wethersfield. But I didn't know many people here. So much like, and I'll talk later about my mom and dad and how they were engaged in the community, but I joined some local committees. I reached out to the town. I love Old Wethersfield. So I talked to the folks who were part of the Tourism Commission, and it was just a way to get acquainted with the town that I just recently had moved into. And as things blossomed and got more established, I joined the Wethersfield Historic District Commission. And, you know, we're proud to say that we have the largest historic district in the state. And it's Old Wethersfield. People love it. Restaurants are popping up left and right. In fact, there's a book walk today down Main Street. And I thought, what better way to give back than join the preservation committee? And I did. I served on that for about 6 years. Got to know my neighbors, got to know politics, I got to know historic architecture. But more importantly, I felt it was a way to give back to the town and serve, you know, two nights a week, a couple hours here and there. And then you did the research and you drove around town looking at the architecture and the remodeling that was being done. So it's a perfect way to get acquainted with the town in which I lived in. And beyond that, I served after the Historic District Commission 10 years, five terms on the town council in Wethersfield. And I was proud to have served the last 4 years, two terms as mayor of Wethersfield. And again, great time. You get to meet neighbors with concerns or just pleasantries. Happy that the town was going in the right direction. And again, serving the folks that were part of the community.
If memory serves, your mother was from Virginia, correct?
Correct. Born and raised in Norfolk, Virginia. Met my father when he was a naval officer stationed in Norfolk. And the two of them moved to Brookfield. No simpler than my dad was an airline pilot, and he was flying out of JFK and LaGuardia, and he literally put a pin at the airport and drew a circle of X number of hours that it would take him, and they settled on little old Brookfield in the western part of the state outside of Danbury.
So she, like you, had to kind of make new friends in town.
And that was exactly it. My father was a volunteer firefighter where he grew up in Pennsylvania. And he said, hey, we're moving to this town of Brookfield. We don't know a single soul except for the, you know, neighbors across the street and down the road that, you know, welcomed them. So my father joined the volunteer fire department in Brookfield, served about 30 some odd years. And again, it was a way to, if I don't know anybody in this town, I got to meet people. And he said, join the fire department. And he did. And of course, you know, the wives of the firefighters got together and they formed the Women's Auxiliary a number of years prior to my mom and dad, you know, coming into Brookfield. And again, same thing. My mom didn't know a soul in Brookfield. And here are other wives in similar positions where their husbands work day jobs, but volunteer for the fire department. So they had a common, you know, grouping of wives together, and she got to know folks, and that led on to not even elected office. I think she volunteered at the schools when my sister and I were younger as a PTO mom. And again, getting to know folks, giving back to the community, you know, the schools that the kids were going to. She wanted to be, you know, part of where she was sending her kids off to. And then got involved in local elections and rose up from there. And I'll be happy to talk about her time on town committee and then campaign treasurer. And eventually somebody tapped her on the shoulder and said, I'm not running again for reelection for state representative. I think you would be great. And she and my dad talked about it. And that's where her politics started in 1984, the Reagan landslide of 1984, they call it.
Right. And that it was. Now, if you look back and reflect on your late mother's story, Michael, tell me about the differences between local office, you're serving your local community, doesn't even necessarily have to be office or be elected to something, as you've indicated, but could be a volunteer role, versus, you know, being the governor of the state, right? Because there are some significant differences. For one, I think the local politics can be less toxic. That doesn't necessarily always work out that way, but it's certainly less toxic than sometimes the higher up positions are, the more heavier political positions are. But tell me, from looking at your mom's story, the difference there, because if somebody's considering running for a local office, they might not know what's involved, or they might not know the impact of each different level from micro to macro.
Right. Yeah, and that's exactly it. And I can tell you a little bit more about my mom. She never lost that micro level, even on the macro governor level. But, you know, I tell folks that when you're either campaigning for office or if you're considering it, you're looking at the, like you said, the micro level. You know, both my kids were much younger, 10, 15 years ago when I decided to run. But you get to know the families that are on the teams who have kids with your kids. And you get to know them, you get to talk to them, and after a while you get to learn the issues that are going on. And the big difference between, I think, on my level as a town councilman and mayor, and my mom originally as a state representative, is you get to know the folks and they get to know you on a personal level. You know, they see you at the grocery store. They want to talk, so you schedule a coffee hour with them. And you get to listen to the local issues, you know, the roads that need repaving, the mailboxes that have been taken down, the kids, the cars that are speeding on the roads. That's really on the micro level. And when you're a state representative, as my mom was when she first started out in politics, they would call her. I mean, there was no text messages, emails, or anything like that. But the home phone would ring first thing in the morning and throughout dinner and, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night when she was trying to put the kids' meals together for school the next day. You're listening to the community at that point, and they're calling for advice. They're calling for an issue with the, you know, nobody's stopping at the stop sign, so we have to, and it's a state road, so we have to get the Department of Transportation involved. And she did it on a personal level. I mean, things have changed. I work in politics myself up in Hartford, and I know, you know, for every state representative or state senator, they have a team of staff. Well, back in 1984 and in the 10 years that she served, she had really just one aide that fielded the phone calls. And if that aide didn't field the phone calls, my mom was the one that you would dial up on a home phone number and say, you know, Representative Rell, I've got an issue with the way that the State Department of Education is handling, you know, the curriculum. I want it changed. I want a law or a bill proposed. And mom would do that on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Local level, and people got to know her even throughout the years that she was governor and lieutenant governor as just Jody. She never lost that micro level while governor. You know, people would run into her at Marshall's and strike up a conversation with her because that's the kind of person that she was. Obviously, she had to deal with, you know, some tragedies that went on as well as difficult budget situations, but she never lost that lady from Brookfield persona, if you will.
It's so funny that you mentioned that. I'm thinking about the one time I spoke with your mother, which was a recording for WTIC's centennial programming to celebrate 100 years of our station. And I got on the phone with her. It was the only time we ever talked because I came around after her years in politics. And I said, Governor Rell, hi, thank you for calling and how are you? And she says, oh, Morgan, just call me Jody. I've got the recording somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Well, she has. She never lost that. And you know, as I said, she would pick up the phone in the, you know, I think we had answering machines at that point, but no caller ID or anything like that. And phone would ring and you never knew who it was. And all of a sudden, you know, they're asking for Representative Rell, and I would hand the phone over to her and there would be an hour conversation, some issue going on, and she'd be taking notes. And when she was up in Hartford, you know, I got a constituent that has this issue, and she would work on it. In fact, we were just talking, I was with my family last night, and we were talking about a Route 7 bypass that she had worked on. And I don't know if you remember, and I don't know if they're still around, but Wine Radio, W-I-N-E.
Oh, yes.
Brookfield area. She actually got up in an airplane. The traffic reporter back in the time had an airplane that would survey the traffic. And she got up in that airplane and drove or flew over the nightly traffic jams that were occurring. And she made it a mission to bypass so that traffic wasn't so bad.
Michael Rell is the son of former Connecticut Governor Jody Rell. And we are talking about, well, I think a few things in our conversation today. Number one, probably the most important, civility in politics. But number two, I think this is also just as important. Being involved in your local community, a volunteer or running for local office, it doesn't have to be something big and grandeur like running for governor. It seems like everybody wants to do something big and have a major impact, but you can be big and have an impact in your own local community. It doesn't have to be national, president of the United States level. It could be just within the 10-mile radius of your own local town or community. Michael, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Great to be here. Thank you, Morgan.
I don't know exactly where to take the conversation next, but I want to start talking about some of the bigger issues in getting people involved and wanting to be involved in their local communities. I don't know what the issue is, Michael, because it seems to be that there's some kind of a problem going on in Connecticut and elsewhere in our country, where there are local seats that go unfilled or unchallenged. or people who are afraid to run. So what is it from your perspective that someone doesn't want to say, I'm going to help my neighbor and I'm going to run for the Board of Education or whatever it might be to try to improve things or bring new ideas to the table or even show up at a town meeting? Why is there less civic engagement in our world today?
Right. And you mentioned it when you started right off of the break. The tie-in between civility or uncivil discourse and lack of folks that are interested in serving their communities. We've seen it too many times on the national level, definitely, some local issues where, folks, everybody's busy, and, they're raising their family, they're working. Many times they're working two jobs, and they say to themselves, I would love to serve. I think I can make a difference. I think I have kids in school. I could serve on the Board of Ed. But I read about and I hear about these meetings where it's either a Board of Ed meeting or it's a council meeting where folks are almost going at it against each other on an issue. Put the gloves down, folks, and let's have a civil discourse on how do we, spend taxpayer dollars efficiently. Maybe my ideas and your ideas do not jive, but, let's agree to disagree. And, I did that, and my mom did that, and there are more elected officials or more people serving on boards and commissions that feel that way. But the high profile ones, the ones that get on the news, the ones that folks read about are the outliers. They're not, it doesn't happen every day and it doesn't happen at every council meeting or every Board of Ed meeting or
right, it's fringe.
It's fringe. But it gets folks' attention and they say, listen, I love our town, but I just don't want to get wrapped up into that, debate and long, lengthy, and people are pointing fingers at each other. And you want to get people to say, put all that stuff aside. Yeah, that may or may not happen. But, if your two kids or three kids go to school and you don't like how, the Board of Ed is putting the direction of this school system in, you say to yourself, listen, I'm going to make a change. I want to serve. And I think my ideas are good. And, that's how people get involved and that's how it should be. But lately we've seen, for the last couple of years where it's vicious attacks on folks that are just keeping folks not wanting to serve. And then everybody always says, it's not my problem. My issue is a small one. It's not anything big. Let the other folks deal with the big stuff, but you never know. Your issue may gravitate to others and then you get some neighbors or other folks in town saying, Mr. Cunningham, I completely agree with you. I mean, I never voiced my opinion on such and such, but I think you're making a good point. So that gets you engaged and say, well, maybe I'm not the only one that thinks that this is an issue. Maybe there are others and I can make a difference.
Also, people have ideas that may not have been shared and right. You could have the best solution possible, but it takes somebody to speak out and speak up.
Correct. Right. Right. And if you're sitting back and watching it all unfold or go in a direction and you're not doing anything about it, You too are part of the problem, and as we mentioned about the caucuses that are ongoing right now for both the Democrat and Republican candidates for local municipal office. This is an odd year where it's municipal elections in the fall. And that's really, and I tell folks this all the time, the largest amount of taxpayer dollars is spent on the local level. So if you look at your paycheck or your property taxes, it's on the local level. It pays for your police department, your fire department, your board of education, repaving of roads. But everybody's so focused on, like you said, the governorship or the president. Well, on the local level, we may get 60% of the vote out. Some municipalities, it's less than 50. Statewide, you get a governor's election or state representative, state senator, you may get close to 70 to 80%. But on the national level, where it's really not driven down in the to the local level, it's national, that gets the most amount of votes. Nearly 80, 85% of the folks come out to vote in a presidential.
It's the opposite of what you'd probably expect.
Right, right. You know, if you want to talk to the person who's really going to make a difference to your wallet or to your paycheck, it's on the local and state level. I always tell folks this, you know, President Trump, or it was Biden at the time when I was mayor, you know, I can tell you your family's name, street address, and where in town you live. If I'm talking to a school group or a Boy Scout, Girl Scout group, I can tell you exactly what's on your street. I can tell you about your neighbors. You know, the governor, he may know Weathersfield. He may know a little bit about the town, you know, more than, you know, the Congress or definitely the president. The president couldn't tell you one thing, and I don't care if it's, you know, Biden or now Trump or Bush or anybody. They may know of Connecticut. They may know of Weathersfield, but they don't know the what's going on in, you know, the heartbeat of the small town that you live in. So it's on the local level that you really can make a difference. And the voter apathy at the local level and apathy of folks looking to serve on the local level is, like you said, the exact opposite of what it should be.
What about social media? Because social media has radically changed everything about how people campaign, how people might complain to lawmakers rather than showing up at the town hall meeting. They just post it in some group on the internet, on Facebook or wherever. You also have people who are just downright mean and nasty because you don't have to face anybody. You could just essentially write anonymously. You can actually write anonymously on the internet, or at least anonymous to the person who'd be reading it. Maybe you're a total wacko loner who just wants to sit and criticize all day, but you're not doing anybody any favors in just trolling on the internet rather than being constructive or showing up at actual meetings on a regular basis or trying to be engaged in a more civic way. Has social media changed the game that drastically from when your mom was running to now, where people are going to say, yeah, nah, going to pass, not do this?
Right, definitely. 100% correct. Social media is a great tool. You know, you can get information, you can converse, you can share photos, you can talk to your family, you know, miles away and keep them informed of, you know, the daily lives of your family. But it's also a tool that people have used to take folks down and, you know,
often unfairly, sometimes justified, but often unfairly.
Unfairly. Listen, I'm serving the public as best I can on the police commission or on the traffic commission or parks and rec. Why, you know, do you feel that you need to get behind a keyboard or on your iPhone and type away nasty messages about somebody, sometimes personal? And, you know, it's one thing. Listen, I made a couple bad votes. I made a couple good votes. I make some people happy. I tick other people off. But, you know, there's no reason to bring somebody down and tear them apart just to get clicks, just to lead from one or two comments to, sometimes when I was mayor and even to this day, you know, still engaged in politics, you know, something might start off with one or two comments, and then a couple hours later, or maybe the next day, you look and there's 122 more comments.
Now, where did they come from?
Where did they come from? And what are they talking about? And then it just, the message at that point gets lost. And, but it, as we said, you know, why would I want to run if my name or what I did is just going to be dragged through the mud almost forever. It's on social media forever. And, my mom always said, no offense to the news department that I'm talking to, but, if there was a bad story written about her in the newspaper at the time, my father would say, "Oh, don't worry about it. Somebody's leftover dinner is being wrapped up in it and thrown out the that same night." And you forget about it because you're moving on from Tuesday's news to Wednesday's news, and then things happen and you kind of forget. But when it comes to social media, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you don't have to be a journalist to opine. You say whatever you want. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It hurts feelings. It affects people. And back to what we're saying, why would I want to drag my family through this and have them read about my mom or my dad, And we got to get away from that. And we got to get folks to say, yeah, but you know what? That issue that's been really bothering me, I am going to do something about it, and I don't care. I got thick skin, and I can handle it, and I'm gonna run for that office, and I'm gonna serve on that commission, and I'm gonna make a difference no matter what they have to say.
Michael and I are reminiscing on that time when Jody Rell had taken over as governor in Connecticut, and she was greeting well-wishers at the Capitol, and she had to take her shoes off because her feet hurt. Funny little story. Maybe some people don't remember that, Michael, but it is a funny story and is very much like your mom, just Down to earth.
Down to earth. That's exactly it. She was just like anybody else. You know, she got tired. She took her shoes off. And these ladies loved it. They said, she's just like us.
Yeah, seriously. Yep. I remember I told that story to my mom. She wasn't there, my mother, but she's like, oh, I know all about that. And so, yeah, it's relatable. Yep. Well, Michael, in our final moments here together, reminiscing on your mom's story, who found local service definitely very rewarding, obviously, made it from being a volunteer all the way up to governor. Of course, it was a different era where you didn't have trolls on social media and things like that, but it still can be rewarding for the right person in the right spot at the right place, the right time. How does somebody get involved if they say, you know what, I can make a difference locally, as we're caucusing right now for people who are interested in serving their local communities, even at low levels, micro levels? How do they get involved? What's that first step they need to take?
Right. And there's, you know, there's a whole process, and I won't bore you with the details of town committees and nominations and seconding speeches and whatnot. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is you got to know the issues that are driving the conversation in town. And for that, you don't go to the social media, because you're just going to get bombarded with too many, you know, opinions. First thing I would do is, you know, take the time, find out when you're in Weathersfield's case, your town council is meeting, or your board of selectmen is meeting, or your board of ed, and you go to a couple meetings. You start to listen to what is driving the discussion. What are the issues here in town? If you don't know what they are, or if you don't have any of them yourself that you want to fix or champion, get a flavor of what's going on by attending your town council meetings, and then start to talk to folks. You know, like I've always said, your first selectman or your mayor or your town councilman is really just like you. They eat at the same restaurants, coffee shops, shop at the same grocery stores, take their dogs on similar walks, and, you know, talk to them. You know, hey, I'm looking to run. You know, what are your thoughts? And obviously, they've already run themselves, maybe only once, or maybe in my case, five times. And they'll tell you, you know, well, first, what party are you? Are you on my side, or are you on the other side? And if you're on their side, it opens it up a little bit more. But really, it's if they've got somebody who's interested in running for public office, be it a Democrat or a Republican or independent, Green Party, anything, they'll be happy that somebody is interested in serving. And then they'll tell them, you know, well, if you're leaning on, you know, the right side of the aisle and not the left, you want to talk to your town, first your council members from that party that you resonate with. And you get to talk to the town chairman or the vice chairman or members of the town committee that you know, and say, hey, when do you guys meet? I want to attend. I've got some ideas. You know, hey, listen, I'm pretty popular. You know, I've got two kids in school. I'm on the, you know, I'm a little league coach. I think I can help out the party. And I've got some pretty good ideas. And people, you know, they listen to me when I'm out there. Oh, that's great. Okay, well, we meet every Wednesday, third or fourth Wednesday of every month, 7 o'clock, and come on by.
And you just got to show up. Well, Michael, I hate to say it, but we're just plumb out of time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.